the real. It's the real. That's no apostrophe, no spaces. We the best. We the best. That's the French we, O-U-I. Greg Mayo. Just how it sounds.
Mayo's Hot Beats is back again.
Howard Hughes.
Mansions and private planes.
Howard Hughes.
Never talk or look at us.
Howard Hughes.
Kleenex boxes, don't touch nothing but the news. Indoor boys, we balling out.
Howard Hughes.
Mansions and private planes.
Howard Hughes.
Never talk or look at us.
Howard Hughes.
Kleenex boxes, don't touch nothing but the news. Indoor boys, we balling out.
Howard Hughes.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. It's Saturday.
It is.
And
it's
we
a
have
fact.
Decided to do something a little different.
What's that?
From now on.
What are we doing?
We'll call Saturdays, these episodes, Saturdays with the Indoor Boys. That's us. It's me. It's you. It's you. It's me.
And that's it.
That's it. And we're going to be talking about basically how our week has gone, what we've made of the week. We'll see if we progress.
Mm-hmm.
Or regress,
more likely,
as the weeks go on.
Like, let's make this interesting.
Okay, put some money on it.
Put some money on it.
Yeah.
Okay. By week five
of doing Saturdays with the Indoor Boys.
Yeah. You think that we've progressed or regressed?
You're taking regressed.
I'm going to say regressed.
Then I have to go progress.
You don't have to.
No, I'm going to. Got to make this interesting.
I would hope so. I'm just saying that, like,
Now, Jeff, don't root for us to regress. Don't, you know, sort of do some underhanded
backroom dealing. I'm putting my fingers on
dealing.
The scale. Yeah, for sure. I feel like I'm going to start a fire. I'm going to...
Okay, right. Jeff's going to break out the hoverboard, mm-hmm. start a fire on purpose.
I'm going to bring in another roommate. Find someone on the street. Find someone who works at CVS. Be like, hey, you want to know what?
Yeah, push me out.
Yeah.
Move my. It's gonna be a real Jim and Dwight situation.
What would I be?
You sound like Jim.
I honestly think I sound like Dwight.
No. Because isn't Jim the one who comes up with all the dastardly things that he does to Dwight?
Dastardly?
Dastardly.
How much Looney Tunes have you been watching?
Here forth.
Dastardly.
Jeff, we're gonna talk on Saturdays. Questions that maybe are the same from week to week.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why are you saying these words?
Because I'm gonna grow a mustache mm-hmm. and twirl.
Yeah, you seem like a villain,
Jeff. Well, we'll decide.
Yeah,
we'll decide.
Right. Who's gonna be the bigger villain by week five?
Let the people decide.
Yeah,
you guys have to let us know.
Oh, this is like a choose your own adventure sort of thing.
That would be dope too.
Yeah,
it's scripted. But not by us.
Okay, I'll say this, and this is before we even get into whatever
this is
you've got planned. But I've watched videos on YouTube where people will be like, "Hey, order me anything on Amazon," or no, you tell me what to buy on Amazon.
Oh, I'll buy it,
and I have to now live with it. And like, I'll throw out all of my stuff.
Yeah, people do dumb shit on YouTube just to get views.
I'm ready to do some dumb shit for views. Like, tell me what to do and I'll do it.
YouTube.com/itsthereal.
You tell me where to start a fire.
Is where you can find us.
And I'll do it.
Jeff, let's start out with, who did we talk to this week? What did you put down?
Okay, well, besides all the people that we've talked to on the podcast.
Okay, and let me just sum that up. The Dream, Rajni Jacques, Jubilee, Mozzie, Maxo Cream, Jeremy Corellis, Dreamville's Elite, Kaz and Omen, mm-hmm. DJ Drama, Drama Boy, Action Bronson, Megan Wright, and Cypher Sounds.
That's literally everybody we've talked to on the podcast this week.
Correct.
You have not left out one person.
No, so when I said I'll summarize it, I mean, I will list it.
List every single person.
Yeah.
In addition, I talked to the cashier at Ben & Jerry's.
That's a good one.
I
forgot about that.
I talked to the cashier, Ben & Jerry's. I went in there to get three pints of ice cream.
Yeah.
And...
To share.
I wasn't just like stress eating.
Save that for week five.
Yeah. So I go in there and I say, hey, you know who used to work here? And the guy goes, who? And I go, ASAP Ferg.
Yo, he was ready for you to be like, you know, Jim.
Yeah.
Or like
Terry.
You know, Mary.
Yeah. I say, ASAP Ferg, I'm feeling really cool.
Yeah.
He goes, well, he worked downtown. Now, here's the thing. I know that ASAP Ferg worked in that one
right.
because
He's
I
our
know,
friends.
Yeah, I know A$AP Ferg. And so, but the thing is that if I was like, you know, I could text him right now and find the location. He said, and it, like, no matter how I approached it, it would have been so sad and so.
You can't win.
No.
Yeah. I bet the foot traffic in that store has gone like way down. So if he gets one person an afternoon.
And it's me.
And it's you. And you have an issue with whether or not A$AP Ferg worked downtown or not. Probably is not going to make you look good.
Losing strategy. Not a good way to make a friend.
Hi.
Hey, by the way, I'm the guy who came in here 6 months ago about A$AP Ferg. And I'm still mad.
I totally forgot about that interaction. That is hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't put anything really, you know, too interesting. Obviously, we spoke to Mom. We spoke to Dan, Aunt Jane, a bunch of our group chats and Zooms and FaceTimes.
It's not obvious. They're not on the podcast.
I would say.
We could have, like, a real issue with Dan that nobody knows about.
That we did speak with our porter, Gordon.
That is true, yep.
Who Jeff and I were leaving the apartment building, and we saw Gordon, who was very concerned about, like, the world and, you know, people being safe and our safety and the rest. We were wearing our masks. Mm-hmm.
Gordon was wearing
a face shield.
That is a good way to describe it.
A plastic
covering. I was describing it sort of like, remember when that girl was like Donald Sterling's concubine or whatever?
Yeah, yes.
And she wore like a thing with a huge visor.
It's
sort of like that, but it's also like a welder's mask.
But clear and
with no, like, the germs, I guess, would just bounce into the glass and then...
I think in a perfect world, the mask over your mouth and your nose, and then you wear the protective shield over that.
Either way, the conversation was not good, and I'll tell you why. Gordon, usually fine enough to talk to.
Yes.
I enjoy, like, seeing him.
Sure. He does a great job.
He kept listing things that we should not do, which we already do not do.
Yeah.
He was just like, no large groups. And we were like, no, I know. Like, believe me, we like.
Gordon got the memo from the CDC and is like following it to a T.
We're like, we got it.
And because he cares about us and our safety.
Yeah. He was like, don't shake anybody's hand. I'm like, I got it. Again, haven't been doing that for the past, I don't know, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, what did we learn this week?
I don't want to get super into it, but I learned who my friends are, especially in this industry.
I would agree.
I think that there are people that you trust, and there are people that you can have conversations with, and there is a big difference in between those two things.
I think also you need to understand, and we do, what a friend really is.
Yeah.
So that's... a general thing that I think both of us learned. You know what? We didn't learn it this week. We knew it.
Yeah.
But it sort of came to be this week.
Yeah.
What I learned this week, Jeff, is that we must reopen the economy because we need to get our haircuts and watch movies in theaters and be around other human beings, Jeff. That's what we need to do.
I really need to get my haircut. And I know that this is like a joke, but I do need to get my haircut.
Would you do it outside of this home?
No.
Would you invite a barber into this home to cut your hair?
I think I would. If I was to get my hair cut right now, I would do it in Central Park. Like, get my barber. It like open air.
Uh huh. Yeah, but I think it's the proximity to another human being. You don't want your barber, even if he's wearing a protective shield. Not that your barber is Gordon, but you don't want your barber to bring in another environment into yours.
I think I could do it if he was wearing a mask, if it was windy, and if it was outdoors.
Oh, all of this.
Yeah, all those things. I'm wearing a mask, he's wearing a mask.
Could it be raining?
We're both outside.
Middle, yeah.
It has to be raining.
What would you like to forget from this week? I'll answer first.
I do have an answer.
Okay.
But you can answer. All right, go for it.
I'll answer first.
Yeah.
Each morning, I want to forget that all of this is going on.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, I like that this is something light.
If life,
something good.
If life can imitate Groundhog Day, why can't life imitate Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's...
Yeah,
that's,
but then you have to get past all this.
No, I need a company to erase the...
You need, like, the Men in Black sort of just, like...
And it, I don't want to spoil this for you, Jeff.
You don't want to get
Sunshine into... of the Spotless Mind. They erase your memory. I want to.
Well, they erase a part of your memory.
Memento. Like, yeah. I don't want this short term memory.
I feel like we're circling the same drain, which is that, like, we are. You understand that there is a memory that you want to forget, and we keep listing things where people have forgotten parts of their memory.
I wake up every morning. Maybe sometimes I'm in a great mood. Maybe sometimes I'm in a fine mood.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Either way, I'm just like, oh, right. Like, it's not light, you know? It just, it does have that heaviness, and I wish to not have that. That's what I wish for, to wake up like I did 8 weeks ago, energized, happy, ready to go. And that's not always the case, just being honest.
You ready for my answer?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I like that your answer is, I want to forget that literally all this is happening.
Yeah, correct.
My answer is, I put up a poll about who is better, the St. Lunatics or
D12?
Or D12, and somebody responded like the sixth member of
the St. Lunatics.
Lunatics and said, Slow-Mo is a legend.
No. No.
And I was like, his name is Slow Down. And so that is what I want to forget from this week.
I want to forget that too. What did we start this week? I'll answer first on this one too.
Yeah.
And I'll answer for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's to change the tiers of our Patreon so that it properly reflects the times. I think that at patreon.com/itsthereal, where we have a lot of contributors come aboard, and they pledge $2, $3, $10, however much a month, we had had invented these tiers in a previous world. One where we could invite people over as a reward. One in which we could go to the post office very often to mail out t-shirts. We're changing those tiers now to reflect the nature of the world we live in now. Have you thought of anything yet?
Is this your way of telling me, like, I have to do this thing?
Do you want to forget about that?
Because, like, I haven't actually done that yet. So
the week's not over. We would like to start this, and
the question is, what did we start this week? And you are telling me, you're like, hey, we did this thing, meaning I want Jeff to do this thing that he hasn't done yet. So
what was your answer?
I didn't put one.
It's to start.
Yeah, my
to change the tiers.
What did we
Patreon
start this week? Therapy.
So that it properly reflects the time.
What are we over this week?
What are we over this week?
I am over Eric telling me what to do.
I am over the weather. And that's interesting because I don't even go outside.
Oh, I don't even care about the weather.
I do. And here's why. Because I'll get up in the morning and it's cold, right? I'll be like, oh, we're still in this wintry, early spring thing where it's like, it feels cold.
Who gives a shit?
In my room. I do. And then you know, I get up, I make breakfast, I shower, I put on a sweatshirt. I come out here, we start to record, and the sun's all the way up, and it's like noon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, when the hell did it get so hot? And I'm like, why can't it just be one or the other? I would rather it just be cold, put on a sweatshirt and fine, or hot, put on a t-shirt and I'm good to go. I'm tired of the weather and I'm not even leaving the house.
I have been totally fine with the weather. I'm totally fine wearing hoodies every single day. I'm totally fine wearing sweatpants every day. I roll out of bed. I come out here. Sometimes I take a shower.
Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
And that is that's my life.
But okay, when it gets to be warmer, which is seemingly going to.
Yeah, then I'm
still going to be sweat-suited out?
If we have our AC on.
We can't run the AC while we're recording this, I don't think. We'll see. We'll see how we get there. I'm over the weather. What did we listen to this week?
I went down a weird rabbit hole today.
Talk
I went down
about
a
it.
Very weird rabbit hole. I was listening to all rap that I remember from, like, post-TRL that is not on Spotify.
So, YouTube?
So, on YouTube.
I dig it.
Yep. I was listening to Def Squad doing Rapper's Delight.
You know, that was a fun time. Not a perfect record, but a fun time.
I don't understand why they did it.
Me neither.
And then I was listening to Redman on the De La Soul record.
Love it. That was a great time.
Great time. Weird video, only because they start off with this fake Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
And he's, I don't want to like redo it because that just seems off.
Yeah.
But there's a guy who is a doorman who is doing a bad impersonation of Dave Chappelle.
You know, there was a time when all these videos would have, you know, the comedian du jour.
Yeah.
And they would usually be the doorman. Isn't
yeah.
that crazy? Like Eddie Griffin would be the doorman or like, you know, yeah. or there would be a doorman and someone was trying to get into the
yeah,
club.
Yeah, I feel like that was more the thing.
There's just a lot of that in music videos.
It was always just like, I can't get in the club. And by the way, like Lil funny. Duval is here. yeah. And he's significantly shorter than everybody, and I guess that's the joke. That's why he can't get in.
I mean, real life.
Yeah, and then by the way, that he's is his short. Thing. Yeah.
So I don't know how many people know this out there, but for the majority of the podcast episodes that we did in the old apartment, we would take pictures outside of our apartment,
mm-hmm.
A building over from our building, because we didn't want to, you know.
Yeah, we didn't want to give it away.
Yeah.
So we just did it. Next door.
yeah, but so we would always take the pictures on these steps right outside of this church place.
But it was also a place where people did AA meetings.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
But not usually at the same time, but sometimes.
Sometimes.
In any event, we would take these pictures there. It became a thing. People, you know, the person, the guest would stand in between us, and we would, you know, take the picture, all three of us there. Never did anybody offer to sit down or suggest we sit down. Until Lil Duval.
Because he's smart.
Because he's smart and not very tall.
He's very short.
he was like...
He knew what it was.
Yeah, he did. He was like, let's
like,
sit down.
Yeah, he was like, I'm 6'3", you're 5'11". Yeah, 5'11".
What can you say? You can't be like, no, this is our thing. We yeah. stand around
but
here.
No, if we were like, hey, by the way, we stand. Like...
Yeah, I know. Disrespectful.
Yeah.
I listened to my body this week. I didn't overexert doing yoga.
What kind of answer is this?
I thought about this stuff, Jeff. Mm-hmm. This isn't about you not doing work. Say that for the fifth week.
Yeah.
I didn't overexert doing yoga. I did more push-ups than I thought I could in a set. And I even allowed myself 2 naps this week when I needed them. Very important.
Very important. I also napped this week.
What did we avoid this week?
I didn't avoid this, but I couldn't find paper towels.
I couldn't either, and I said to Jeff, we'll go at midnight.
Yeah.
Do our shopping like we do at midnight.
Also, I guess like I sort of avoided doing the Patreon tiers.
Now, what did we discover this week? I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered the movie Armageddon.
Oh.
I had never seen this movie before. I knew it existed. I'm sure. Not going to like act like it didn't. Of course.
It wasn't part of your Criterion collection?
I went on a date to see Deep Impact. Instead of going to see Armageddon. So in mm-hmm. these years in between, never saw it. We congregated with all of our high school friends,
mm-hmm.
watched Armageddon. We all watched on our TV, but kept the Zoom live so we could comment while it was going on, the volume yep. down, the closed captioning on. Had a great time.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I discovered laughing amongst other people. It felt like being in the same room as our good friends. And,
yeah.
And that... I went to sleep happy that night. I, yeah. I really
Where'd you
got
go on
something.
Your first date?
I don't know. that with that girl, that first date was technically, I guess. No, I don't even remember. I mean, that was one of the first few dates.
I went to see Twister.
Twister.
Yeah.
Another movie.
And it definitely was a movie.
Are we going to watch Twister? Twister tomorrow?
Honestly, I would sort of... I could watch Twister. It's not a good movie.
I don't want to date myself, but you know what? Now, thinking about it, I probably went to see... What was that movie? It was a movie with... Who's the guy who says winning?
Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen.
What was Charlie Sheen in?
Kidnapped a girl.
Well, wait, was this real life or what? Are you just like painting a picture of like what year it was?
No. Charlie Sheen in the movie
uh-huh.
kidnapped a girl and they fell in love.
Again... I feel like could have been 1994,
sure.
could have been 1995, just because based off of Charlie Sheen, he was going through a weird period.
Yeah.
Could have been 2003.
What did you discover?
Could have been 2014.
What did you discover this week?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we grateful for this week? I'm grateful to remain creative because we've spoken to a lot of people who are not
mm-hmm.
and are having a tough time right now.
Well, they're not creative within all of this.
Within all this.
Yeah.
To remain creative through all this, to do Saturdays with the Indoor Boys, to do Quarantine Radio, to do the AKA battle coming up tomorrow, Sunday at 5 o'clock on patreon.com/itsthereal for all of our Patreon subscribers and family over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a creative thing. That gives me that high. It's just like, oh, I am still the same person now as I was 2 months ago. You know, my hair's longer. I'm a little more at wit's end. I allow myself a couple naps. I don't have paper towels in my house, but I can still think of ideas. Right before Patreon, right before quarantine began.
Oh, yeah. I guess you really are losing it.
Yeah.
Two things are not the same.
No. Right before quarantine began, we had a meeting, and we went into that meeting. We sat down, and I pulled out this idea that was crazy and crazy good. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, you were like, where did you come up with that? And I was so pumped about that.
Mm-hmm.
I had thought about it a little bit before on the train ride down, but it meant a lot to me. It's like, oh right, I still got that, and I can still use that tool. You know?
Yeah.
So that feels good.
What am I grateful for? I feel like I'm glad. I'm. It is. It seems sometimes impossible to me that nobody in our family that I'm super close with.
Yep.
None of us.
Yep.
Like, all of our health has been good. Nobody that I, I think it's just a very serious time.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it hasn't struck so close to home. Like, I'm glad that our brother still has his job. I'm glad that our mom is good. Like, we're fine for now. Like,
yeah.
I just think that there's a lot of stuff to be grateful for.
Yes.
Especially, every single Friday, I look at the unemployment numbers just, like, go up, like skyrocket. And so I'm glad that we have been the self-sustaining thing. Whether or not we're like killing it, I don't think so, like in terms of money, but like, you know, we haven't been like having to cut up like beans or something.
No.
You know? And I'm relieved that we're able to pay our rent.
And once again, thank you to everybody who has contributed at patreon.com/itsthereal, where that is more helpful than ever.
Yeah.
This is the
also
time.
I do want to say, I hope that New York and all these other states go on a rent strike. I know that a lot of people are in New York, and so I hope that that people
We have paid our rent. It is the it is May now.
Yeah.
The first couple of days of May, we paid our rent on time, so
yeah, but next month I'm going to join the rent strike.
We will check in.
Yeah.
Jeff, what did we body this week?
Whew. I'm excited for next week, if that makes sense. The possibility of next week. Like, I think that, like, the bookings are something that I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
The fact that we've been able to, every single day.
I had that on my list, yeah.
Every single day, three times a day, we're able to get these conversations going.
Yeah.
But I want to sort of create an identity outside of work as well. So what else did we body this week? We bodied Super Mario 3 Warp Zones. Like, we're so good at getting to level 7, but we are not good at getting to level 7-2. Like, we are... If there's one thing to work on...
We've bodied level 7-1.
We bodied... Well, not even. We bodied levels 1, 3, and 1, 4. And we got both whistles that you can then use to warp.
We have also gone through other, you know, stages.
We are not good. We are not good at Super Mario 3. But
this is the difference between you and myself.
We are so good at getting to level 7-1, and we are so good at dying quickly. If we're gonna body that, then that's what we're gonna body.
I do want to mention something about the podcast, which is that the themes of the podcast, I think, have been really fun to come up with to execute.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Dreamville episode, so Elite, Kaz, and Omen.
Yeah, but tell the other one.
And then also this week we did one with Drom,
mm-hmm.
DJ Drama, and Drama Boy. So it was like Drom, Drama, Drama.
Or it was Drama, Drom, Drama.
Or it was drama, drama, drum.
Or it was drama, drum, drama. Drama, drum, drama.
Right. Or
drum, drama, drama.
It could be any of these. I enjoyed it so much.
Wait, leave a comment saying which your favorite Which is your favorite combination?
And you know who else loved it? DJ Drama.
Yeah.
He loved it. He thought it was so great. He was like very clever. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody who has been rocking with us throughout this whole thing. I know it's a lot of content. I know some episodes can get lost. I know there's bigger things to pay attention to right now. That you're riding with us, that you are enjoying this just like we're enjoying it. We see your comments. We appreciate them. Whether you're emailing them, you're texting us, you're leaving comments on any platform, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. We appreciate you for being here, and we'll keep doing these Saturdays with the Indoor Boys, Quarantine Radio, more fun stuff to happen. And remember, tomorrow night, tomorrow evening, tomorrow at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, patreon.com/itsthereal. It's going to be Jeff against Eric, Eric against Jeff.
Yep, it's a family torn apart.
We are bringing out the top 20 AKAs.
Have you started preparing? Because I have not.
I have not either, but I'm going to.
Yeah,
I put a little thought into it.
Well, I'm going to go so hard.
Okay, okay.
I just want you to know.
Yeah, I'm not, Jeff, I'm not here to, poke. I'm not here to play around.
Poke?
Like poke the bear.
Yeah, I got it. But I'm just saying, like, that.
I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm not here for that.
Of all, the ways you could have been super, tough talk about that.
Oh,
you're just
Jeff.
Like, hey. Hey, I'm not here to poke. I'm not here to poke the bear.
Listen, guys. Root for who you want to root for.
Yeah.
The I'm bully.
Going, yeah. The guy who said that he, by week 5, is going to burn something.
Yeah, that's you.
Or the guy who said he's going to poke.
As always, guys. Not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
How shoes.